Who did you have to share a room with?
I was in a room with, I can say he's boring because he just talks football all the time, David Platt.
Oh, well, yeah.
He's top man, and he was a very, very good companion in those 6 weeks. But we had a great 6 weeks, and the great comics in there, and we just kept ourselves as a unit, and we played very, very well.
Can I ask you, is it true that you used to have a limit? You used to have to carry 2 bottles of water around with you?
Is that true? All the time, because it was so hot over there, it was absolutely unbelievable, and we had to keep ourselves hydrated all the time.
And you don't have to answer this, but is it also true that one night Gazza got the waiters to fill it up with wine instead of water?
I don't know that, but I felt a bit tipsy after I drank the 2 bottles, I know that.
Okay, now you mentioned Tipton, which is obviously your sort of original area. They did quite well in the Cup recently, didn't they?
Absolutely superb, and all the Tipton people out there come on there getting their boys, and I thought it was superb, and to go so far, for a non-league club, they had to go through, I think it was 5 stages to get to the first round. I know they went to Carlisle and lost by a small margin, which was 6-0.
Yeah.
But they did Tipton Pro, by the way.
Do you still like to sort of take an interest in all the local teams around here?
Oh, I do, I think everybody in Wolverhampton and the Midlands, Tipton, Dudley, wherever, apart from Samwell. I can't say that's West Brom. I'd love to go back and go home, and my mum and dad live in Greatbridge, and I see them every week and whatever, and I think the people around the Midlands are absolutely superb.
Okay. I'm not sure if this is true either, but I read on Wikipedia, and Wikipedia could be wrong, that you started out as a West Brom fan.
No, I have never, ever, to all you, I can't even say it, Albion fans.
I'm not trying
to
stir things up here. I promise you, that's just Wikipedia for you. Someone's obviously gone on there and edited your page.
No, I can, when I say I swear on certain things in life, and I am not an Albion fan, never been an Albion fan. I am an armchair Liverpool fan, because in the late 70s, early 80s, who was the best team on television, which is Liverpool at the time, so I supported them. I think if you ask any child now or anybody now that I support, they'll say Man U, Arsenal, Chelsea, because they're a match of the day or whatever, and they can see them on telly. So I am an armchair Liverpool supporter.
Can I ask you still now, when you're sat in the stands watching Wolves and you see it's a bit of a frustrating time for the moment, is there still that urge for you to say, I want to go and put a kit on and go and play?
I don't sit. When I'm watching the game, I stand up and I kick every single ball that's out there, and I have to bite my lip sometimes because I watch players out there that should be doing better than what they should. And
because your work rate was immense, wasn't it?
Well, that's all I want. I think all the fans in Wolverhampton or wherever they are in the country, all they want to see is our hard workers on the field. And
your sleeves were permanently rolled up.
That's it. I never had sleeves.
No, you didn't, did you? No, you didn't.
No, I didn't.
No, I remember that.
I thought advantages with defenders, they could pull your sleeve back.
Well,
on
I was going to ask why that was, because certain players would always opt for a long sleeve, and then there was players like yourself who would just have the short sleeve. Is that why then?
If it's like this morning, cold and frosty and snowy, whatever, I always used to wear short sleeve shirts because it gives the defenders an advantage to pull your sleeve back.
Okay, very quickly, because I remember as a boy when I used to go and play Sunday League football or wherever it was, when you were playing out in cold weather like this, the first thing that was just horrible was when the ball smacks your thigh. So how did you get around that? Did you stick a bit of the old deep heat on?
Yeah, but you're a softie. We're up here. We all rock hard up here. Yeah. And it's just one of them things. You rub yourself with oils and whatever and stuff to get your legs warm up. But once you get out there and you make your first, 50, 60-yard run, then your body's warm and boiling. You don't feel the cold.
Okay, and why do they not use dubbing anymore? Do they use dubbing?
They don't use dubbing. That's in the olden days when they had the lace and the ball and stuff like that.
I'm 27. I used to have dubbing. I used to have to dub my
That's the way it goes. But these days, the balls are absolutely superb. Now you can bend them here, flick them here, do whatever with balls at the moment. It's absolutely, you don't need any treatment on the balls at the moment.
Whose boots did you have to clean?
I didn't. I was, you wouldn't believe it, I had 3 jobs before I played football. So I actually came up through the working ranks rather than the football ranks. So, and I was a late starter at 21.
Really?
Yeah.
So it can be done?
It can be done. Anybody out there who thinks they're still at work or doing whatever, they can overcome it, and there's always people out there watching.
Because you forget people like Wayne Rooney, who were in the line, like Theo Walcott, that were in the line like so young, and you look at them now and they're still only 23, 24.
They're only babies, and they've got the life in front of them. And to be on 200 and whatever a week is absolutely unbelievable. But they've got to earn it. They've got to go out and earn it. And I think they're two young lads, and I think up and coming for the future.
All right, well, we'll set a question in a minute just to give these tickets away for today's game against Sunderland. I just want to ask you your prediction for the game today.
My prediction today, a lot of Wolves fans are going to hate me, but I'm going to go Kidology because I do a lot for sportingbet.com, and I'm always predicting Wolves to win week in, week out, week in, week out. It's not happening. So on Kidology, I'm going to go Wolves 0, Sunderland 4.
No, you're not.
But I want it the other way around.
Yes, of course.